Blog Talk Radio. Yes,
where am I? Online happy hour, and for those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Here we go, fam. BlogTalkRadio.com/ how was your weekend? Spell was with a Z. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-727-3279. Let me repeat that for you so you can go ahead and program it on your phones. 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience today. For those that don't know, my name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you. Now, we're broadcasting live here in the H-Town, Houston, Texas, the Dirty Dirty, 10101, this and that, right here in the heart of the biggest mosquitoes this side of the Mississippi. So y'all must know how we do it here. It goes down like bad stock. Trust and believe. Y'all, I don't know if you've listened to the show before. We've had some tripped out episodes. If you have access to the internet or if you paid your phone bill on time, you can always catch us on Blog Talk Radio. We air go hard in the paint on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock p.m. Central. But usually it gets a little loose. But today, you're going to get a live taste and touch and feel and smell of some real deal live conversation. Now, trust and believe, we are inside a restaurant. The very first time that anyone of us have been inside this particular restaurant, because that's it. That's where it is.
Hallelujah.
That's where we be, and that's where we eat good. I mean, so good that you suck your ring finger.
Because
I saw my man over there eating, you know, and you know when food is good when you don't speak to the person across from you?
You just keep eating.
And you suck your finger without a napkin. Like, okay, it's good here. But that ring finger, when you lick it, it means something. It means there's some soul in it.
Hey, when you don't want to let go because you need to breathe too.
Yeah.
You stop counting calories and everything.
Somebody just said, you know what? I got this. I got you, baby. We ain't measuring no flour.
Nothing.
We ain't checking the timer on the chicken wings when they float. Flip them one more time.
Already.
Push them down, poke a hole in them, and then they're going to be done. Am I right?
So they probably said
something. All right.
He said something like, hey, put a little pinch of this, put a little pinch of that. They don't have no recipe put back there. The recipe is written on the wall.
Now, we are live, folks.
It just say shake until you think it's right.
Yeah. When it's red, it's
yeah.
When it's black, it's seed.
Yeah.
But it goes down, folks. Now, it's not really about me, because y'all know me. Those on the blog, they know, they understand who's on. But we have a very special treat for y'all right now. My man Big Husky has joined us. Let us come down to the H to meet his wonderful friend, the very beautiful, the very talented, y'all, I'm glad I'm sitting down right now because puberty is still kicking in. Lord, man, listen. I know my son might be listening, but we're going to have this talk as to why you had him situations at times. It's about time for that talk. He's 12. Big shout out to my son, Christian. But we are sitting here next to the very beautiful, the famed actress and producer herself, the lovely, sweet as a cherry, Miss Cherry Johnson. How you doing? I'll give her a round of applause over here.
That's what's up.
Cherry, thank you for having us come down.
Are you kidding me? Thank you. And I just want y'all to know he wasn't that nice to me when he walked in. He's only happy now because he's full.
Right. But I had some of the best water best bottled water
right.
that I've ever had in my life.
Hey, let me tell you where they got that water from. Now, if you go around back and you look at that spigot,
that is not true.
They got that water from the spigot of.
That is not
true. It's the best free water ever.
And, you know, we're going on record. She said I wasn't nice. That's because she cussed me when I came in.
She did not cuss you. That was a greeting that black folks do. That is how we do.
I think you dropped something on my floor, and I just said, your mama is not here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
what
it
was.
That's
it.
And the sign says right here, folks, your mama ain't here.
Clean
up after yourself. Thanks, manager.
Don't it say yo?
Yo.
Oh,
okay.
Your mama. Oh,
your mama.
Because, you know, normally she say yo. Yo, mama.
I was trying to be educated.
Oh, right.
We're trying to bring a little something better into the neighborhood. You understand?
Our noonday bloggers. Our noonday followers. Check us out. blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend? Spell was with a Z. We on air. We doing it. They normally don't know us here in the daytime because, you know, they employed.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of y'all. They
I think he is looking at the other co-owner of the restaurant. Can you stop looking at my sister like
that,
please?
Your sister stop being fine. That ain't our fault. We trying to stay safe, and she walked in. God, that ain't our fault.
Are you kidding me?
Trying to keep it holy. I'm just looking for the Lord, and he's a half hour.
I'm going to get Janice over here in a minute for y'all to talk to her. But right now, can you stop ogling her, please?
It's the glare in my glasses. I'm looking at you.
Oh, okay.
It's the glare in my glasses, baby.
He lying.
Woo!
See, now, I know.
Jeez.
We fine.
Yes. It goes down. If y'all don't ever come to Houston, Texas, we got reasons.
Yeah, we got reasons.
1, 2, 3, 4, reasons.
Can we?
Hey, y'all take food there, Cole.
You know what? Right now, we do not take EBT, but you know what? I'm looking into that.
Well, look, y'all need to get some food there, Cole. Hey, I'll give you 2 for $20. Y'all know how I go. 50 for $20, 10 for $20, $5,400.
I got you. No, I don't
know
about all that.
Oh, well, I'm still
really great, buddy. If y'all don't believe we on the air, y'all better call it right now, 646-727-3279. Let the folks know what's going on. I got the lovely Miss Cherry Johnson sitting to my left, folks. Cherry, tell us about yourself. What's going on with you nowadays?
You
know you from Pennsylvania and all.
Already.
California time.
All day.
I mean, she on the war tour. Doing it big. Talk to us. What's going on with That's It? What came about with That's It?
Oh, That's It actually came from my sister, who's the other co-owner, Janice. We were in here playing. She had all these cute names that she came up with, like Cherry's Place, and I was like, that's corny.
Cherry's Place.
Yeah. A touch of cherry, cherry on top, and I was like, uh-uh.
Oh,
like, none of that.
Cherry on top. The brothers would be in here with the flavors. Where was that?
I don't remember how the conversation went, but
okay.
She ended up saying something, yeah, that's it. And I said, ooh, that's it. And then all of a sudden, one of the other girls at work, she said, that's it. So, hey, the name of the restaurant is That's It.
There it is. Y'all getting an understanding. And trust and believe, you might want to get an understanding about this menu. Hot dogs.
No, not just hot dogs. The name is Tony, though.
Already. That they used to get when they were young. You know when Mom and them was experimenting?
And they were able to
put some stuff together. They thought they were getting the world's greatest hot dog. Mama didn't have no money.
You know what? I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I'm not a big chili lover, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this Tony's famous chili is the bomb.
Really?
Yes. And it's a Tony's chili dough.
Okay.
But that's not the kicker. The kicker is it's only $1.25.
Only?
Who can't afford $1.25?
Wow.
I can afford $1.25.
There's some ballers out there now.
So, I'm budget falling, and I can still afford. That's it.
$4 on pump six.
Already.
So think about it like this.
I'm going to take you on a date for $5.
Already. And as long as you take me to That's It, I'm going.
I got
right
you.
On.
I'm going to take you tomorrow.
Y'all ought to learn about this.
And they got a nice little ambiance in here. Yeah, that's my big word for the day. They got a nice ambiance in here. I like it. They got air conditioning at work. They got stuff that actually works in here when y'all open up. That's good.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
shout out to all my bi-weekly players out there.
Already.
If you can't make it till next week on your paycheck, come
already.
On down to That's It and make that lady feel like she is the queen
already.
That you know that she really is. Y'all can go half on a hot dog.
Already.
They don't have to go half on a hot dog if it's $1.25.
Yes, they do.
If he can't afford your hot dog, baby girl, ask for Cherry. I'm going to comp you, okay? Because that's embarrassing.
That. Oh.
And then I'm going to drive you home because you need to send him off by himself.
Uh-huh.
Oh, now.
Wow. She just
fellas. You leave him alone.
Huh. That's it?
Because if he can't afford $1.25,
you don't need
right.
it.
Can I ask you a question, Cherry?
Yes, sir.
I've known you for a number of years.
Yes, sir.
I've been on you a number of years, and you've done several ventures. You seem to be successful at every venture that you did. Why the restaurant business?
You know, it was something that was needed in the neighborhood. This is an underserving neighborhood where there's no grocery store within 2 miles. The only thing to eat is Popeye's chicken.
Mm. Nothing is Popeye's.
Nobody,
you need more than just Popeye.
You know what? We serve chicken, too.
Well, okay.
They ain't never gave me no sponsorship.
You ain't lying.
Right.
There's a 99-cent store, which they use as their grocery store. So we just felt like it was something that they needed. Plus, unfortunately, you know, the economy's not so good over here, so we
right.
want to employ some of the local people. Some of the people that live behind the restaurant, why not come get a job during the day?
Well, she comes, she gives it GOVs and everything.
We're recycling black dollars around here. We
okay.
want to make our own community better. You know what Magic Johnson did for Los Angeles?
Uh-huh.
Cherry Johnson is about to do for
you.
That's what's up, folks. Y'all better understand, this is real talk up in here, folks. All the real people in the H-Town area, Houston, Texas, y'all got to come out and support. 10101 Bissonnette is where we are right now. We're going to be here for just a short period of time, but the restaurant is now the mainstay here. That's it. That's it. Keeping it real. BlogTalkRadio.com/ how was your weekend? If you're online and working, you're not supposed to be. If you're online looking for a job and just need a little bit of break, log into the online happy hour, folks. It's going down like bad stock up in here. It's your boy Andy Brown. Big Husky came down from the D with me.
Already.
Doing the big shout out to One World Unlimited.
Hot.
And we are here with the lovely and the beautiful and the very sexy. My God. Oh, Cherry Johnson is here, ladies and gentlemen. And we want to learn a little bit more about the community. I mean, why did you choose this particular area to bring it back to the Houston area?
My sister lives here. My sister lives here. Houston has been like a home away from home for me for the past 10 years. I absolutely love it. I'm kind of over L.A.
Mm.
I'm done with the whole – well, I've never been Hollywood. I didn't even know I was famous until about 6 years ago. This paparazzi thing is new to me. I like going to the grocery store and nobody taking pictures of me. I like meeting people and getting hugs in the middle of the street instead of them asking me about some TMZ rumor.
Wow.
With that. And there's another thing about Houston that I have to admit I absolutely love.
What's that?
Food.
Oh,
every time I come to Houston, I gain about 10 pounds. I eat good, and who's not happy when they eat good?
I just got one question.
Yes.
I need to ask my question.
What
I'm
you
feeling
wanna,
some type of way.
What you want to know, baby?
I want to know how come y'all ain't selling fried bologna sandwiches. Now, I need to get fried bologna sandwiches in here. It's a hood shop. You got to get a hood busted. That's
ain't,
a hood favorite.
Ain't nobody going to pay
for
no
fried. Put the busted on it and the rim around for 75 cents. You can hit it so hard.
Ain't nobody going to pay for no fried bologna sandwich.
I'm telling you, put it on the menu. I bet they will.
Give me 6 months. I bet you I'll be in the
bathroom. Matter of fact, put it on the menu and then give them some chips with some chili in it. Get them some Fritos with some chili in it.
Oh, we got Frito pie.
I got Frito pie in
here. Yeah, we got Frito pie.
I'm just trying to make sure y'all all right, because I want to know where it's at.
Wait, not only do we have Frito pie, but we give you some Kool-Aid, too.
Shut the front door. For real.
Wait a minute.
I
saw Kool-Aid on the menu,
but
I looked it. Because I didn't really think they were serious.
What you mean, cherry or strawberry? We got red.
Y'all got red.
Red Kool-Aid.
Hold on.
Just one minute.
I'm sorry. I got a little bougie right there. My bad.
Yeah, I need to know how Kool-Aid is prepared because it's talking a good Kool-Aid.
Can I get some of that red Kool-Aid? I want to taste it. Is it
your ticket?
Is it house party sweet?
What you think? You don't know my family?
You know when they pour the whole half a bag and they be like, oh, that ain't enough.
We got a good cup of instant diabetes on the way out.
Yeah.
But you will be smiling as your sugar goes.
You're going to be smiling and blinking and your little eye going to go out and come back in from time to time, but that's okay. It's good for you. Don't pass out in this Houston heat drinking Kool-Aid now.
Hold up. Let's talk about the chick that was walking by and talking about she wasn't thirsty.
Right.
Let's talk about that. I was feeling some type of way. It is hot as the devil's foot. And she was talking about, I ain't thirsty, I'm all right. She was sweating. You know you hot when you're sweating on your eyebrows.
She was talking about y'all. For anybody who didn't see her, they're in the restaurant, and the folks are just steadily coming in, checking out the menu. Little girl was walking past. She was almost in the street walking by. And we had to ask her, are you hungry and thirsty?
No, I'm fine.
I'm good.
Are you sure? Because it's like 95 degrees right now.
No, I'm good.
I'm
going to just drink the sweat that's coming out of my eyebrow. I'm good. I'm fine. And we just had to convince her, no, you need to come over here and get you a little something to drink. And I didn't realize the closer that she got to me, when I realized, I was like, how old are you? But she looked like she was 12.
Uh-huh.
And then she spoke and said, hey, how you doing? I'm Andy Brown.
Mordecai.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Whoa.
She hit you with the Mordecai.
Come on. Well, hey, the Mordecai came in here and got some water.
We got some water.
Water's only a dollar.
Oh, this looks good. Oh, they got hamburgers. Let me move.
Did she order a hamburger?
She just saw the burgers, but she got water. I offered to get her own famous hot dog.
No, she wanted some water.
Want.
She's trying to be, you know what it is? She didn't want to let y'all know she was thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to let y'all know she was thirsty. She's going to walk by. She's like, she's about to pass out.
Going to really rip that Adam's apple off.
First of all, I knew it was hot because she was walking by and I was sweating for her.
Mm.
Ain't nobody cute walking. It is not cute to walk. It is not. You can't be cute. It's not possible to walk in the heat. And then she walked from way down yonder. She didn't walk from over there. She walked down yonder.
I'm in the South now,
yeah,
for real.
You in the South, for real.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody in real life say yonder. But, like, not in real life.
No, really. But if you to see how she was walking when she was coming down, she walked like she came from down yonder.
Folks, if you are in the Houston area right now, 10101 Bissonnette,
okay,
and you are listening to the online happy hour, 646-727-3279, call in right now. We want you to see this menu. We're going to go ahead and pay for your next purchase. As soon as you come in, just call in here on the online happy hour. We're going to pay for your next menu item right up here.
Hold up, not everybody. The first person?
The first person who just called in.
You got to say that.
You got to call in. Just, hey, I heard about it. What can I get?
We can give away free ice cream cones, too.
Yeah, we'll give you the cone, but you got to pay for the ice cream.
Oh, really?
No, we're going to give away.
What kind of ice cream?
Okay, some free ice cream. Okay.
What kind of ice cream y'all selling? What is that?
Today we only have vanilla because Cherry doesn't know how to use the machine yet.
Oh, okay.
But we will have vanilla and chocolate, and then we will have the little swirl mixer.
Oh,
it's the soft serve time.
Y'all better come on in.
Look, but, like, give me a week, you know what I'm saying, if you want the mixture, because I don't know how to use the machine yet. The vanilla.
Y'all better come on in. Y'all better text somebody right now. Tell them to call in, 646-727-3279, to come on down to That's It, 10101 Bissonnette, here in the H, in Texas. My man Hot was chewing on them wings.
Man, hold up. Back. You see the first batch. The batch was gone in, like, 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
He banged them chicken wings up. All right, can I get some chicken wings? What do I got to do to get a wing?
I'll get you a wing.
I got 10 cents. Can I get a wing?
Left 2 crumbs and a crab on his plate.
Hey, can I get the crumb off the wing?
You give me 25 cents. I'll park where I've always
been. Ooh, I got 20. Hold up. I got 23.
I'll take it.
All right, you go.
Even for those who don't get paid till Friday, you might want to come on down and get your lunch today, folks.
Yeah.
It's almost that time of the day when you need to take that lunch break. If you need to raise your church finger and tip out the office for just a second,
mm-hmm,
you might need to go ahead and do that.
Hey, do y'all take green stamps? Remember them green stamps?
No.
Green stamps.
Back way back. You had to be, like, you got to be at least 35.
Well,
to know
I'm
green.
But I ain't never seen
that. Well, that's because at the end of the line, you get the green stamp, and then what you do is that's how you get the little gifts from the store.
Really?
Yeah. My grandma, she used to make us get the green stamp. I was like, why do you got to keep getting the green stamp? I don't see nothing. And one day, she got me the table.
The green stamp?
Green stamp. The green stamp.
We don't know.
Well, you tell the folks that got
it. How much money did y'all not have growing up?
Man, we had, hey, I'm telling you, we were so broke. I'm going to tell you how broke we were. We were so broke. Hey, you know how when you go and you get an apartment and they do a credit check? Our history is at 10. No, like our whole credit history, the whole family, everybody, just one, we got 10.
Well, see, it's you that we're trying to employ.
I know, because I need a job. I need, because I had, well, I was, when But you know what I used to do.
You know what I tell
I
you?
I don't do that no more.
I tell you what. 4 o'clock, come back and see me. Maybe
cool,
you can work
cool. I need a job because my mom and him, you know, she's been trying.
If you need a job.
I need a job.
We're posting it right now, folks. If you can't find it on CareerBuilder, come on down. 10101 Bissonnette. Come on and get employed. Real talk, real radio. This is how we do.
Ooh,
go clean the trash. I need
$5. Cool.
Moment, folks. The food is coming out. It's is that a bacon burger, dog? What is that up there?
Chili no, dog? I think that's a chili burger.
A chili burger?
And it might be a famous Tony dog.
Y'all might want to text somebody, tell them to come on down. 646-727-3279. Come on down to That's It right here in the heart of the H-Town, Houston, Texas. I need to ask Miss Cherry Johnson a question. It's been pondering on my mind since I came in here. Now, y'all know Big Husky's been tripping out with us, right? Real talk.
I need prayer.
And he's going to be in the upcoming stage play based on the book, Second Place Women Who Come In First.
Oh.
Why she has your man's attention and you don't. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed, folks. It's a real hot read. If you don't believe us, go to Amazon.com, check out some of the reviews, go to Barnes & Noble Nook, check out the e-book, and you can also get a copy, the paperback copy, that is, at my website, AndyBrownSpeaks.com, and understand the real reason for yourself. We break it down on three different perspectives.
Ooh.
The other woman who talks about why I decided to date your man instead of the single man for my own self.
Ooh.
We get the male perspective who talks about why I wanted to date her when I knew I had somebody at home.
Ooh.
And then we get the wife with the girlfriend perspective who talks about now that I know he's cheating, what am I going to do about it?
Ooh.
Ladies, gentlemen. Now, see, the fellas done got that little tingle up the back of their neck because
yeah.
They don't think, I don't really want to.
You know that ain't none of the fellas looking at you.
A hush fell over the room.
I don't want all the fellas to be in their phone or on their computers.
A hush fell over Jerusalem. When I talk about that, you know that. You know,
I'm all up in this because
yeah.
I want to know. I
yeah.
want to read. Hey, can we swap books? Because, you know, I'm an author, too.
Really now? Do yeah. talk about that.
I have a book out called Around the World Twice.
Around the World Twice?
Unfortunately, she sounded like she was one of them women on the other side of that relationship.
I want to know what happened the first time.
Well.
Let y'all know, I read Around the World Twice first.
He did.
I was an original reader.
It's time for me to send you my new one. It'll be out in
the
next
They didn't let me do no editing, though.
No.
I'm going to tell you why they didn't let me do the editing so that y'all understand the reason why. Because, I had just got an honor phonics, and so she didn't really want me.
He came up there.
I had just started this in the electric company.
See what I'm saying?
Work.
You know what, I'm going to have a job for you. You still ain't going to get the editor or nothing.
That's what I'm talking about. I can't do what I like to do.
It's time for my second novel to drop.
Already.
I've been promoting it for a while, and I just haven't been able to let it go. But Peaches and Cream.
Let me tell you what I want to do. Let me stop.
112 is not in my book.
Let me stop.
But, everything.
That's all.
I wish you could see them. I think I'm going to email it to you.
Glad I got saved yesterday.
So now we've got a little bit of time. The ladies are coming on in. The beautiful ladies are coming on in here at That's It, 10101 Bissonnette. They're looking around at us. They're looking at the menu.
They got a model with
you. We got options up in
here. They got a model with her. Her name is Christina.
She got a couple of options.
They do. She's real crude.
Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. I'm in her sunglasses.
Yeah.
Listen.
Okay, but you didn't tell what my job was. You ain't
talking
about my
dog was
about the book.
Oh, we're going to talk about that off air.
Hold on, but how you going to bring it up on air? Now? We supposed to talk about that on air.
You're going to be a critic. You're going to critique my book. What's up?
She's going to let me be the model.
Spread my wings.
I wish you could see him posing over here, y'all.
I'm going to be the model, girl. You better ask me.
Making it clap up and that's it.
Making it clap and that's it. We take all the bills.
I don't have to commit to all that.
You don't have to
commit to all that. Go ahead and use your imagination, folks.
Yeah, no,
hear what I say, all the adjectives I'm giving you. Big Husky is making it clap, and that's it.
That's it. Y'all got to pray for me. Lord, I'm still working on
it. Y'all going to get me shut down my first day here, okay?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, your visual is correct.
Where is Miss Janet? Can you talk to my phone?
Where is Janet at?
I'm going to go get her.
Hey, tell them if she comes get through, bring me a cup to come in for me.
I'm going to take over the Kool-Aid and send it right
now. Well, hey, hold up. Don't send it without a cup. What would Jesus do?
We can't ask Jesus right now, but we can ask somebody real quick. What's your name, sweetheart?
Come on, well,
please have a seat. Yeah, I would love to ask you a wonderful question.
I'm like,
y'all come on down, 646-727-3279. For those that are in, that's it right now, text somebody. Get your Facebook friends and tell them what's going on with your day right now.
Hit your Facebook friend. Like, slap the face out their mouth and they don't come down here. Just slap them real good.
No, you won't. I have a beautiful young lady sitting to my left right now, folks. Her name is Sorrell, and I want to talk to her just a little bit about to give you an idea of what a real woman's perspective is on this particular chapter in the book, Second Place Women Who Come In First. Now, Sorrell, my question to you, first of all, are you married?
No.
Engaged?
No.
Involved? So you are single?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I don't know if you've ever dated anyone who was in a relationship that probably told you either before or after. But usually what tends to happen is certain times a situation may come up where there's another woman's presence that comes up in a relationship later on. Maybe he didn't say it up front. Maybe he did say it. Mm-hmm. And this other woman has found out about you.
Okay.
Flip that real quick. You found out about this other woman.
Okay?
Uh-huh. Now, one thing that we tend to realize is, see, when the emotions get stirred up and they get heated, we tend to want to find out what's going on. So, Sorrell, could you tell us, from your own perspective, is it wise to call this other woman to let her know who you are? Woman to woman.
Honestly, I can answer that by saying it depends on how you call that woman.
It depends on how you call her.
Yeah, all right.
Tell us
about the situation when I had cheated on you.
How does that work? Ooh-wee. Well, if for those of you who are curious, just like I am, to see what a woman's response is, I'd rather know what a woman's, what the response shouldn't be.
Ignorance.
Okay.
I mean, because, like you said, it's a bunch of emotions. Emotions do get riled up. So once you take that deep breath and calm down, then you can give a woman's response. But if you speak out of emotion, you might say something that it's not necessarily needed to be said.
Mm.
You can get the answer that you want or need, solve whatever situation is at hand.
Real talk. Y'all getting it right here. Y'all better understand this is literature. It's not going away. And it's also coming to being followed with the stage play. We're keeping it in Dallas, Texas, folks. We're going to try to bring it here to the H-Town if they'll let us. But we'll talk about going in the future. BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend? Be sure to spell was with a Z. Log in, listen, and learn, folks. You got your boy Andy Brown, my man Big Husky, who's joined in with us.
I'm ready.
Right here, we got Miss Cherry Johnson and beautiful ladies up in here at That's It, 10101 this and that. Now, there's a young, beautiful model that's over to my far left.
Christina.
She's her food.
She got her mouthful. She just
ladies and gentlemen, the way she put that stuff in her mouth just now, let us know that the food is tasty.
Yeah.
So what are you eating over there, sweetheart?
What you eating, girl? You got to talk up, baby.
Some chili cheese fries.
Chili cheese fries.
Some chili cheese fries. Some chili cheese fries and red Kool-Aid. I'm going to just kind of give y'all a brief synopsis of the menu. They have breakfast. They have hot dogs. They got burgers. They got chicken. They got fish. They got pizza. Desserts. And on Sundays, folks, brunch and soul food dinner. Really? That's what's up. I'm trying to let y'all know. Very affordable.
Very affordable.
Don't think it can't happen. We know the economy is tough. We know the things are going, you know, your pocketbook ain't what it used to be.
Did you fulfill my phone? I sure did. You know,
This how you say it. This is the only thing I'm eating today.
Big Husky has a chili cheese fry.
That he stole from somebody else.
I did not steal it. She gave it to me. We is cousins.
It was the way she was eating. Watch it. Watch she going to do it again.
We kissing cousins from Arkansas. She's
going to do it again. Watch this. Now she's trying to eat it quick. Don't choke because of me.
We kissing cousins from Arkansas. Ain't that right, Christina? Tell the truth. Don't lie. You know we from Little Rock.
We want to hear from some of the first-time customers who come up in here. We know that this young lady is eating some chili cheese fries. There's a beautiful young woman over here, ladies and gentlemen, by the window.
Ooh.
Not the wall.
Which one? Window to the wall. Look.
Right.
See, all
that gig.
Where are we at?
What's your ticket number, sweetheart? What's your name? Taisha. Aisha.
Come on over here, Aisha.
At the playground. You know?
Right.
Come on and talk to us, Aisha. Have you made your order yet?
That's right.
Look at this. Goodness and mercy just
got
coming
left forward. Left and left.
Oh, have a seat.
I ain't no
more. Bless the Lord. It's great in Houston. I don't think I want to go back to that. Like that.
Oh, it's
like that. So are you enjoying yourself here?
Yes.
Are you really?
Yes.
Tell us about the experience of folks getting here. That's it.
Well, it's great. Food looks good. They have the red Kool-Aid.
Yes, they do enjoy Kool-Aid.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. I'm
drinking something
right now.
It's a nice setup. I'm enjoying myself. I mean,
that's good.
I'll be back.
So how did you hear about that, too? This is the grand opening.
That's your cousin?
Yeah.
Come out before
your people. Look, she had on her face like, how you going to ask me
that? Yeah, it's my people. Y'all come out and support your people. It's your cousin, your play cousin. Your distant cousin, the one that you claim on TV that you know that y'all really ain't related to, y'all come on out and support y'all people and come sign the wall. Let it be known. This is how we doing it up in here. That's it, folks. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken, fish, cookies, pickles. Y'all remember them pickles and we just put peppermint in there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I used to sell them right back in the day. But now I think I'm going to sell them again. I can make some money at church selling the pickles and the now later.
Just use a special envelope instead of your offering. Just put it in for your
pickle. Yeah, because we're not giving nothing to nobody.
One that's how we do it.
Going to the house.
Yeah, this is for the building fund. And these are for the pickles.
You give your portion to the building fund. I'm not giving them nothing. They got tithes and offering. That's all they get out of that. Pastor can't have everything.
So, Miss Aisha, tell us right now. You're here on the online happy hour. She's tripping out with us right now. We've been talking about the restaurant. You've heard some of the conversation that we've been talking about, just a small smidgen of the book, Second Place Women Who Come In First.
Right.
Now, just on your perspective on what was stated, do you agree? Do you disagree? Should you call the other woman? Should she even know that you exist or even what you look like?
Of course. I mean, I totally agree. It's all about the approach.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you call with ignorance, you're not going to get anything. But if you call like a woman, like she said, then there's a conversation, you know.
So how do you maintain those emotions? You just found out that this other woman knows who you are. You have no idea who she is. And all of a sudden, maybe not all of a sudden, maybe the signs were there, and we just didn't pick them up and just recognize them up front. Is that possible?
Well, yes.
Do we leave signs? Do men leave signs?
Of course, but it's not our job to get mad at the other woman. We should get mad at the man.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what if the other woman is your girlfriend, your home girl?
Oh, that's a different story.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. You got to ask the right question. That's what it is. You know she changed up her whole attitude.
Because the friend and the friend at home, that ain't really your friend. That ain't your home girl.
Right.
Then she's like, can we talk on this show? You the X-rated answer.
But it's something to think about. It's something to ponder. For those who don't know, the book is available right now, Second Place Women Who Come In First, Why She Has Your Man's Attention and You Don't. It's available on my website. It's available in Dallas, Texas. It's also available online, Amazon.Kindle, Barnes & Noble Nook. Be sure to get your copy if you are e-reader or if you like to flip pages. There's no pictures in here, because you have to create your own vivid imagination of what's going on. So keep in mind, folks, it's coming to the Dallas-Fort Worth area August 11th. It's going to be a stage play. My man Big Husky's over here. He's going to be one of the actors in the stage play coming up.
Yeah.
So we want to let y'all know, if you can make it to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, take a good weekend off, take a nice drive up to the D-Town, get you a nice hotel stay, maybe at a Marriott or
Or if you can't afford it, the Motel 6 will keep the light on for you. I got to look out for my bus ballers that's on the bus. I got to look out for them.
You know, sometimes the Motel 6, they raise their rates.
Well, unless you know, Boomfish.
Ever since they gave you the covered Motel 6, not the Dr. King Motel 6.
Yeah, yeah.
But the kind where you actually have a hallway that you can walk down. Oh, they done raised the rates on you.
Yeah, they done came up. Motel 6.
I don't feel safe enough.
Yeah.
Because I might walk outside and start pointing. Somebody might shoot.
Already. That might shoot everybody.
And if you need to understand, folks, we do keep it real. This is not the first time we've been on there. We've been on 3 years strong. Tomorrow, we're on every Tuesday, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Tomorrow's topic, we're going to be talking about Trayvon Martin. Everything that goes on with this, from the hoodies to the Skittles to the reason why and the reason why not. Check it out, 646-727-3279. Program this number into your phone and understand that this is about to be the wave of Internet radio. Check it out. We're reconstructing the site right now, howwasyourweekend.com. It's about to get a new face and a new look. Aisha, tell me what you think about the new look of howwasyourweekend.com.
Nice.
You like that?
Yeah.
We're given the opportunity for people to come in and promote themselves, market yourself. If you have a business and you want to be recognized without using a crayon on the business card, you know, separate yourself from the business owner from the hustler. There is a difference, ladies and gentlemen. We want to make sure that your business gets recognized for what you do. You don't have to keep depending on other people to make you do what you're doing. For instance, like we are right here, and that's it. No longer do you have to just get your chicken at Popeye's.
All right.
You can get your chicken here.
And that's it, the end of the
stuff. You need to get your Sunday brunch on.
That's it.
You can come over here. You need to get your hot dog.
That's it.
You can get it right here. Nice, cool drink of water.
That's it.
It can happen. Cupcakes.
That's it.
Sweet pickles.
That's it.
Balloons.
That's it.
And a comfortable, comfortable atmosphere right here in your own neighborhood. You don't have to get fancy and dressed up and drive out way out to the such-and-such restaurant.
Because we take your money if you got on flip-flops.
Right. It's going to spend the same and taste even better.
All fresh.
So just please understand that's it right here. Let this be your own fine dining here in the heart of the place.
Let me find out for her rose and all the beautiful women that's come to eat in the restaurant.
She walked up there and we had to talk to her.
Hold up, time out. She was giving us the eye across the room.
Oh.
She wanted to be on the air anyway. I'm just going to tell the truth. I see it over there waiting at me. She's going to hold up signs and everything, putting a number on it.
Now,
but I act like it was just us.
I told me he wanted to watch the walk back.
Yeah, so that's what it was. We had her ramping us. She was looking at us.
Let me explain a little bit about
you. Knew I was single.
Why the beautiful women are walking around. My sister?
They see us?
No. It's because my sister owns 411
Magazine. 411
Magazine?
What's 411 Magazine for those?
Oh my God.
Like, okay, so like I was saying, 411 Magazine is based out of Los Angeles, Houston, Texas,
Georgia.
I'm forgetting something. New York and something else. I don't know. Like I said, it's my sister's, not mine.
Right.
But I do work for her. I am an employee. And these beautiful ladies work with us all the time.
I'm a part-time model in the magazine. You know the Staples? That's me. Right
now. We're doing it big, folks. I'm loving it. We're doing it big, and we are surrounded by beautiful women, wonderful food. I don't know where else you can go. And have everything taste good, have everything look good, and just the ambiance just smell good.
Hey, your food is good when you use your fork as a toothpick.
will you
be in a restaurant like this here? You talking like, yeah, that move was good. You're picking your teeth and everything. You're like,
If you can suck TV to french fries.
Yeah, no. Because Christina was over there sucking her teeth. She's like, this is good.
I'm loving it, folks. I'm loving it. This has been great. This is a wonderful experience. We're going to be on the tail of the show. We're waiting on Christina to come on through. We want to get her to come and talk to us real quick before we wrap it up.
Chris,
and on back to the detail.
Where's Janice at?
Where's Janice?
We need Janice before we go off the earth.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms.
So
now we get to watch the walk back. Ladies and gentlemen,
the music is
just
and I want to get to know you better. Aisha. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so my age.
Get on back. Is she available?
It is Janice available. Excuse me.
We still waiting on the phone. If you want to call in, text your folks to come on in. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Come on, H-Town. If you're in the area on your lunch break, you need to come on down to That's It right here in Houston, Texas, 10101 Bissonnette, and get you some of this great food that we are enjoying up in here. Hot dogs, burgers.
That's it.
Pizza.
That's it.
Chicken wings.
That's it.
Ice cream.
That's it.
Water, and cupcakes.
That's it.
Cupcakes, stop.
Already.
I'm going to have a break.
Stalker, Janice.
Crazy, hey, come over here, folks. She's made her stroll. She's just moved on so smooth.
She was smooth, like she's walking on heaven.
And the head was just all of a sudden, she just kind of glided on over and just kind of just. She's as beautiful as an angel. And, folks, we're sitting next to the one that owns the very talented, the very beautiful editor in chief, Miss Janice Wright, is sitting next to me. Janice?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
You doing great? You doing great?
I'm doing good.
Good. Nice to see you. This is a wonderful establishment here at That's It here in Houston, Texas. Now, what brought on the desire to bring in a restaurant to Houston, Texas, right here on Bissonnette?
Well, if you look at the area around here, there's not many places that the people here have to eat at.
Okay.
And across the street, they have Popeyes.
Right.
Unless you own got a car, you got to go all the way down to 59 until you get to Burger King.
Really? Okay. So they can't eat the Beltway Medical Plaza?
I don't know of anything over there.
Okay. They can't eat the 99 cent shop?
No, they can't eat it.
Okay. They can't walk into the daycare center and ask for some of them little Grandma cookies?
Nah, they can't get that over there either.
Grandma. Oh, man. Okay. Wow. Well, that's awesome, man. This is a great, great establishment. We're glad that we came down here to help out. What would you like for people to know about some of the plans and some of the things that are going on that the customers and the people in the neighborhood can look forward to here at That's It?
Okay. On Saturdays, they can look forward to breakfast from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Okay.
On Sundays, they can look forward to Sunday brunch, which every Sunday we'll have a different soul food menu.
And I'm preaching immediately after you eat, I'm going to be preaching from Deuteronomy, the third chapter.
They can also in the future look forward to entertainment on Friday nights and Saturday nights.
Really? What type of entertainment?
I love karaoke.
Cool.
Zydeco.
Well, you know what? If they'll have us back down here, then you know we can bring the Relationship Roundtable Volume 3.
We should come down to the Relationship Roundtable right here.
Y'all should come in.
That's gas. Hold up. Hold up. That's gas. Gas is at $4-$5 an hour. You, we ain't come down here every weekend. You know, we need to take a shuttle for the problem.
Y'all heard it right here, folks. We're going to be doing it big. Miss Janice Wright, editor-in-chief.
Janice,
tell us a little bit about your magazine.
Okay. Houston 411 is the voice of the people. We feature upcoming entrepreneurs, aspiring models, you know, all the new orders and talents, try to get people affordable advertisers that they can actually afford and get themselves out there in public.
Okay. That's what's up. Y'all better understand it. If you want to learn a little bit more about it, you can check it out.
It's at www.houston411magazine.com, and if you go to that website, you can also visit the other websites that I have, which would be Dallas 411, Louisiana, L.A., Georgia, New York, and L.A.
That's what's up. We're doing it big, folks. We're about to wrap up the show right now. We got to take it on back to the D-Town and get ready for tomorrow's topic on the Blog Talk Radio, Trayvon Martin. Those of you all who need to chime in, log in, listen and learn, we're going to be doing it big. 8:00 p.m. on Tuesday night, we're going to be talking about everything that's been going on with Mr. Trayvon Martin, from the hoodies to the Skittles to the iced tea. Do you think it was wrong? Are we doing enough in our community? Are we even caring about what's going to happen? And what changes do you think will really take place with what happened with Mr. Trayvon Martin? This has been a great experience, huh? Big Husky, you had a question to comment?
All jokes aside, I know I'm playing around. I play around a lot because that's what I do. But I just want to say, that I'm so glad that we came down to That's It. I'm glad y'all put something into the community. I'm glad that you're looking out for the community. The people in the community need something and somebody to think about them. And, it does my heart good to see us doing something for us instead of putting our hand out saying we already need something. Somebody needs to put our stuff back into us.
So I thank y'all. I thank Terry. I thank you. And for doing what you're doing, you know, I'm applauding you.
Y'all give a big round of applause to Miss Cherry Johnson for this business life. The folks are still coming in. They got everybody smiling. Y'all come on and get y'all some of this good food, folks. Make it happen. Make it real. Don't let this be the last time you listen to the online happy hour. We do it big each and every week, especially on Tuesdays, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. As we wrap up the show, I want to say thank you to those who have been giving us your attention, giving us your ear. You make the show what it is each and every week. I want to just say on behalf of myself, the staff, the team, my man Big Husky coming in with us today, this has been great. Good evening, rather, not good night, to my frat. Thank you, Miss Cherry. Did you enjoy us coming on today?
Oh, I appreciate you guys coming down and being here. I just gave away free slurpees, y'all.
Ooh, and y'all just listening. Y'all go ahead and listen to this recorded show later on, blogtalkradio.com/ How Was Your Weekend? Spell was with a Z, and check us out. Log in, listen, and learn, folks. My name is Andy Brown. Go mob to my frat. Good night, good evening, and we gone.